from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump is now official.
Friends, delegates, and fellow Americans, I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
Late Thursday, U.S. businessman Donald Trump accepted the Republican Party's nomination for president. He then spoke at the party's convention for an hour and a half, striking a tone of urgency regarding recent violent events in the U.S. and billed himself as the law and order candidate. He directed many of his comments at what he called the failures of the current administration and said the country would not fare well under Hillary Clinton as president. Secretary Clinton will receive the Democratic Party's nomination for president next week. Turkey says it will suspend the European Convention on Human Rights during the three-month state of emergency it declared to purge perpetrators of last week's failed coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the state of emergency's purpose is to be able to take the most efficient steps to return to democracy and rule of law. The Turkish leader said the armed forces would not take control of the country during this time. A pro-government Tuareg militia group is reported taking control of Mali's northern city of Kidal after fighting broke out between the militia and coalition chiefly made up of former Tuareg rebels. Tuareg separatists briefly took control of northern Mali in 2012 before Al-Qaeda-linked militants drove them out. A French force took back the region from the Islamists, and thousands of UN peacekeepers and Malian soldiers are overseeing a very shaky peace agreement. This is VOA News. President Obama has lauded Muslim Americans as patriots and heroes and decried discrimination and violence against Muslims in the U.S. He made his comments at a White House dinner celebrating the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan. In 2015, there were about 3.3 million Muslim Americans in 2015, making up about 1% of the total U.S. population. China has taken the first step to claim compensation from air polluters after a court in Shandong province ruled this week to impose an unprecedented penalty of nearly $3.3 million on a local glass manufacturer for its toxic emissions. Now, the country's first ruling against air pollution has sent a warning across factories in China to better manage their emissions. According to estimates released by Berkeley Earth late this year, dirty air in China is killing 4,000 people a day, accounting for one in six premature deaths. The group found that 1.6 million people, or 16% of all deaths in China, die each year from heart, lung, and stroke problems because of the heavily polluted air. The World Meteorological Organization reports that the first 6 months of this year have seen all previous global warming records broken. The WMO says 2016 is on track to be the world's hottest year on record, with more heat on the way. Lisa Schlein reports from WMO headquarters in Geneva.
David Carlson, director of the WMO's World Climate Research Program, tells VOA global warming is happening faster than predicted.
This year suggests that the planet can warm up faster than we expected on a much shorter time. We would have thought that it would take several years to see a jump like this.
Scientists are basing their assessment of the rapidly changing climate on record-setting global temperatures, which for the first 6 months of this year averaged 1.3 degrees Celsius warmer than pre-industrial era levels. Carlson warns the world is running out of time to cut the emissions of greenhouse gases leading to global warming. He says nations that have signed up to the Paris Climate Change Agreement last year must take more aggressive action. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Indonesian civil servants have been ordered not to play the video game Pokemon Go at work in a bid to protect state secrets. Indonesians have been swept up in the frenzy of the game. Designed to be played on smartphones and tablets, the game has been a huge success, launching 2 weeks ago. While not available officially in Indonesia, gamers have managed to download unauthorized copies. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.